This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's John Doe Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see johncast.net.
This month in the news, disks of dust and galactic winds. Disks of debris are observable around approximately 15% of stars. Early in the lifetime of a star, the debris disk will be a flat plane filled with ice, rocks and gas that stretch out from the star to the outer edge of the solar system. The speed at which the material moves slows down the further out from the star you travel. At the very edge, everything moves so slowly that they very rarely collide. Collisions within the debris disk are vital for planets to form, and if this does not occur, then you are left with a belt around the star containing lots of small comets, asteroids, and meteors, much like our own sun's Kuiper belt. For testing theories of planet formation, debris disks like the Kuiper belt could potentially contain a significant amount of information about the planets that can be seen and not seen around a distant star. For example, as mentioned earlier, debris disks start out filled with ice, rocks, and gas, but within 10 million years, all the gas will disappear, due to either being absorbed by the host star or expelled out of the solar system by powerful winds from the star. The disappearance of gas is important because it places a limit on how long gas-rich planets like Jupiter have to form, because if they take longer than 10 million years, there simply would not be any of the gas left to make them. Debris disks can also give us a method of estimating the mass of Jupiter-type planets. As the planets pass near to the debris disk, their enormous mass causes waves to form. The size of the waves are therefore related to the mass of the passing planet. This is how the mass of the nearby planet orbiting the star, Fomalhaut, was estimated to be up to 3 times the mass of Jupiter. A pair of theoretical exoplanet scientists have been studying the motion of the waves within the debris disk around Fomalhaut and have found that they are difficult to explain via gravitational interactions of the orbiting Jupiter-like planet. Instead, they have found that some debris disks around other stars still contain a small but significant amount of gas after the first 10 million years. No such detection has yet been made for Fomalhaut debris disk, but if it was present, they think that the waves could be explained by the interactions between the small amount of gas and the dust, which they say means the influence of the planet on producing waves in the disk is minimal. Although this means that the measurement for the mass of the Jupiter-type planet around Fomalhaut may be wrong, in the end, it is a nothing but a positive for planet formation theories, as whether there is gas or there is no gas, we have a model which can predict either outcome. Throughout a galaxy's lifetime, it is constantly being moulded and carved by powerful galactic winds. The age of the stars within a galaxy, its size, and even its overall shape, be it spherical, a disk, or anything else, are all defined by the galactic wind which rages between the space between the stars. In the early times, the galactic wind is driven by violent ejections of mass from unstable massive stars. Then, later, by supernovae which carve out huge bubbles of hot ionized material, sometimes with such ferocity that the material escapes the galaxy altogether. The other force that drives the galactic wind is found at the core of every galaxy, a supermassive black hole which consumes stars and launches the leftover gas and dust away at near the speed of light. Understanding in detail how galactic winds form and how powerful they are helps us to put together a map of the evolution of galaxies. Currently, there are many things not understood. For example, we do not know why nearby galaxies seem to be sharply transitioning from healthy galaxies, which form at least one star per year, to dead galaxies, with masses greater than 30 billion suns that seem to have not formed any stars for billions of years. The answer to problems like this lies with understanding not just the overall picture of the galactic winds within a galaxy, but also the dynamics of individual regions within galaxies. This is a difficult task, as it requires observing regions only a couple of hundred light years in size within galaxies tens of millions of light years away. A team of astronomers working with a range of instruments, including the ATACOM Large Millimeter Submillimeter Array, the Very Large Array, and a number of optical and X-ray telescopes, have been working to understand the galactic wind within a nearby galaxy called NGC 253. NGC 253 is a starburst galaxy, meaning it is producing far more stars per year than would typically be expected, and has been observed to contain a substantial galactic wind driven not by a supermassive black hole or supernovae, but primarily by a host of young, massive stars. The team's analysis focused on a small region near the centre of NGC 253, and what they observed was a flow of material travelling at hundreds of kilometres per second, carrying away the mass of 9 suns per year. However, the research found that it was highly likely that the majority of the mass carried away will not fully escape the gravitational grip of NGC 253, but instead become trapped within wispy clouds spread throughout the halo that surrounds the galaxy. The significance of this is that even if NGC 253 ejects all the material needed to form new stars, which at its current rate it will within a billion years, the mass that becomes trapped in the halo may slowly reincorporate itself into the disk of NGC 253 and start a new round of star formation in the distant future.